Suma, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Rudy, for having me.
No worries. Now, how did the Women's Creative Hub start?
That's an interesting story. Way back in 2013, we were running a small little program called the Ladies Group, and we ran it from the Auburn Center for Community. And we had a small gathering of women who would come and do some cooking and also indulge in some craft work. Now, our funding for that program ran out in 2014, but this little small program was so popular that the women were reluctant to stop doing what they were doing. So they came up to me and said, why can't we do this on a much larger scale? And that's where it all began. So in 2015, because the women were so enthusiastic, we gathered the women and we started the Women's Creative Hub in a big way. And we were based at the Auburn Center for Community.
Right. And what is the kind of main mission of your organization?
The mission is to enhance the welfare and well-being of refugee and asylum seeker women. And this particular program is a bottoms-up initiative. It's the women who actually came up with the ideas for this program, and the various craft workshops are all led by refugee women. And these women are supported in their endeavors by local Australian and migrant women. And the whole mission is to give them a safe space where they can be creative, assist those who are entrepreneurial to be able to participate in income-generating opportunities, create networks, make friendships, learn about the Australian workforce, the market, and also then be able to look after their families with the extra income that they earn. So it's a very inclusive and respectful space for women to come together and create together in a peaceful and amicable manner.
Right. That sounds really great. That's like just a really lovely initiative that you guys are doing there. And what kind of impact have you seen from the Women's Creative Hub so far?
Okay. So we have been running since 2015, and we have impacted 8,281 people in the community. We have 17 refugee and asylum-seeking women are leading our craft workshops. We have been able to participate in 40 community engagements, 12 markets where we have put up food stalls as well as craft stalls, 15 pop-up stalls at various events. We run the Creative Hub runs a small program called Flavors of Auburn. So we've had altogether about 12 flavors of Auburn sessions where our women run cooking classes and they earn a little income. We also have been able to benefit them through our leadership program called the Creative Kitchen, where all our women have the opportunity to work in a commercial kitchen, run a cooking class, learn about group dynamics, manage the work health and safety issues within the kitchen, learn how to deal with council. And so within this particular year, we have impacted 4,425 people. We've had three or four commissions that we've got from councils and schools where women have been commissioned to make tote bags from old banners or old T-shirts, and they have been paid for all their efforts. So we have been able to achieve many of the things that we set out to achieve, provide a safe space, provide opportunities to connect with the communities, showcase their skills both in cooking and in craft work, sell their products in the markets, hold huge events such as Refugee Week events, 3 or 4 such events during the year. And the more they have been exposed to the Australian community, the more they have benefited from the generosity of Australians and have been able to create a small social network for themselves.
That's fantastic. It sounds like you guys have made like a really big impact, and that's just really, really great to hear. Now, how can the community get involved in the Women's Creative Hub?
Okay, so if any of the communities, whether they are schools, whether they are councils, or whether they are individuals who would like to come and volunteer some of their time and assist by being mentors to these women, they can go and check up our website. We have a website. We also have a Facebook page where they can contact us, or they can contact me. My email address is s.pillay@houseofwelcome.com.au. And send me their expression of interest, and then I will contact them and follow up. We are a very small initiative. The more assistance that we can get from the community, the better we can serve our target group.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Suma. It's been really great having you on the show.
Thank you, Ruby.